We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Greetings and welcome, optimistic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Intelsat 10 C-band viewers, starting March 1st, Supreme Master Television will change downlink parameters. To watch Supreme Master Television, please use the following new parameters. Intelsat 10 C-band at 68.5 degrees east. The transponder remains the same at G14C. Frequency 3805.5 MHz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 6670. FEC 3/4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. Again, this change takes effect starting March 1st. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television using the new Intelsat 10 C-band downlink parameters starting March 1st. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is...
In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douai, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Japinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, thriving vegetable gardens are planted in schoolyards in the Philippines. In animal welfare news, an American dance instructor integrates the arts and her love for our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 25th, is the National Day of Kuwait, observing the creation of the nation in 1961. Adjacent to the Persian Gulf between Iraq and Saudi Arabia, Kuwait is home to Failaka Island, which contains Kuwait's foremost archaeological site and has a history dating back to the Bronze Age. Located east of Kuwait City, Failaka was also an important trading post. Among Kuwait's fauna are 280 species of birds, many of which are migratory and can be seen at several bird watching sites in the country. We wish all the citizens of Kuwait a festive National Day.
Fly-in news. International specialists add to New Zealand quick rescue efforts. As of Thursday, February 24th, 98 people were noted to have perished in Tuesday's devastating 6.3 magnitude earthquake in Christchurch, with the toll expected to rise as more than 200 people still remained missing. Of the 2,500 people who were injured, some 160 have been hospitalized with serious wounds, as 40% of the city remained without power and 80% with no running water. Moreover, residents continue to be traumatized, as over 100 aftershocks have hit so far, with even rescuers having to evacuate at one point when the 26-story Hotel Grand Chancellor began to teeter and threatened to collapse.
Roads have been inundated in large pools of water from broken pipes and sewers, with others submerged in lakes formed by the shallow water table rising to the surface. Although no one had been pulled out from the rubble alive in the 24 hours leading up to Thursday's efforts, personnel resolved to continue the meticulous rescue operation and were further encouraged by the arrival of crews from Australia, Formosa or Taiwan, Japan, Singapore, the United Kingdom and the US. Rescue official Keith Norton said, "Miracles happen and we're keeping that in the forefront of our minds. That sort of thing drives you and pushes you on."
Upon hearing of the initial disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately requested that our association members please go render whatever aid was required and to comfort the quake affected, also offering NZD$27,000 for any urgent needs with her tearful prayers and all her love.
"Our heartfelt gratefulness for the steadfast efforts of all officials, personnel and individuals, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive support. As we join in mourning the lives lost, we pray for the protection of the New Zealand people and that such tragedies are eased as humanity strives for greater benevolence towards the ecosphere."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
We're celebrating that we're finally saying we are afraid no more.
Libyan protesters gain presence and control in more cities.
Amidst reports from Press TV and Al Jazeera of military members being executed for refusing to open fire on pro-democracy demonstrators, a growing number of soldiers, officers, and in some cases, entire bases have announced they are now supporting the protesters, including Libyan Army Commander Major General Suleiman Mahmoud in the eastern city of Tobruk, Security Chief Ali Hawadi, and top security official Ahmed Gaddaf al-Dam, who is a cousin to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. According to Press TV, even the leader's youngest son, Saif al-Arab Gaddafi, has joined the movement.
Their support has enabled the demonstrators calling for government change to gain control of major eastern coastal cities and towns, including Tobruk, Benghazi, Derna, and Baida, with soldiers there preparing to counter any government attack. In addition, news agencies BBC and Al Jazeera report that a number of provincial governors and the western cities of Misurata and Zuwara are now also in the control of protesters. On Wednesday, US President Barack Obama spoke in support of the protesters' actions.
"The change that is taking place across the region is being driven by the people of the region. This change doesn't represent the work of the United States or any foreign power. It represents the aspirations of people who are seeking a better life. As one Libyan said, we just want to be able to live like human beings. It is the most basic of aspirations that is driving this change.
Foreign governments, meanwhile, continue efforts to remove their citizens from the volatile situations as they evacuate via plane, ferry, and border crossings. These include Egypt, Tunisia, China, Turkey, Thailand, India, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Italy, Ukraine, United States, Russia, Canada, Brazil, France, and the United Kingdom. The Egyptian people have also been organizing aid to help the brave Libyan protesters. The Egyptian Doctors Syndicate, comprising many of the same physicians and paramedics who were volunteering at Tahrir Square during the Egyptian protests, have been journeying into neighboring Libya while the Egyptian military continues to operate field hospitals at the border.
As part of a renewed call by the international community for an end to the violence and for the government to respect Libyan citizens, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon issued a statement as well.
In the Middle East today, we see people, especially young people, pushing the frontiers of freedom. Yesterday, the Security Council and League of Arab States each sent a strong and unequivocal message: no violence and respect for human rights. The world has spoken with one voice. The government of Libya must meet its responsibility to protect its people.
On Thursday, phone conversations were held between U.S. President Barack Obama, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and British Prime Minister David Cameron, in which the three leaders discussed the Libyan crisis and ways to bring about an immediate end to the killing of innocent people. White House spokesperson Philip Crawley later stated that options being considered including imposing sanctions, establishing a no-fly zone, and even military action.
The suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, and it is unacceptable. So are threats and orders to shoot peaceful protesters and further punish the people of Libya. These actions violate international norms and every standard of common decency. This violence must stop.
Due to the large numbers of refugees already flooding into Italy, the nation's government has appealed to the European Union for help, saying that it cannot cope with the anticipated increase in people seeking safety outside the borders of their own countries. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini estimates 350,000 will be coming from Libya, on top of the thousands who are already streaming in from Tunisia.
Among the countries where protesters continue to call for improved rights, freedom, and democracy are Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Palestine, Yemen, and Bahrain, where a group of police and military personnel joined the protests, expressing remorse that their previous actions had led to the deaths of fellow Bahraini citizens, saying that they now recognize their role is to protect Bahrainis rather than harm them.
In addition, thousands gathered in Delhi, India, to protest high unemployment and rising food prices, while other demonstrations were held in Greece, Bolivia, and Wisconsin, USA, where workers have been joined by others across the country in their protest against a bill intended to remove their collective bargaining rights. Still other countries with people who are calling for improved opportunities and well-being include Morocco, Lebanon, China, Panama, and Honduras.
With our sincere sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for heaven's protection of all countries and for the conflicts to cease so that peace may prevail among all people in shared dignity, respect, and freedom.
Supercomputers unveiled in Iran. On Wednesday, February 23rd, two new supercomputers were celebrated in a special ceremony attended by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The two projects were officially launched by the president via video conference in Amir Kabir University of Technology and Isfahan University of Technology. Designed and built by Iranian scientists, the supercomputer at Iran's Amir Kabir University has the power to perform 34,000 billion operations a second, with the other at Isfahan University of Technology being among the world's top 500 supercomputers. On the same day, the president also revealed an experimental model of a clean electric hydrogen-powered vehicle that is the first of its kind in the Middle East, with the ability to drive at top speeds of 180 kilometers per hour and recharge within 6 minutes. In his address, the president encouraged further Iranian development, saying that it was possible for the country to become a scientific and technological model for the world. Bravo, Iranian researchers and designers, for these new innovations. May you continue with such advancements of intelligence and goodness that benefit both your country and the world.
Cambodian mother and son die of bird flu. A 19-year-old mother sadly passed away recently from the deadly H5N1 avian influenza, followed 5 days later by her 11-month-old son. According to a joint statement by the Cambodian Health Ministry and the World Health Organization, the two had been admitted to the hospital with high fever and coughing several days after they had eaten the meat of diseased birds. A 5-year-old girl who died earlier this month brings their total to 3 human lives lost thus far to the virus this year. Cambodia is among a group of countries vulnerable to the avian flu virus, with governments in countries such as Egypt, Iraq, Turkey, Indonesia, China, Thailand, and Orlac of Vietnam attempting to control the spread of the highly contagious infection by killing affected poultry birds. In South Korea, nearly 5.5 million birds have been killed since December 2010, while Japan has killed more than 600,000. In northeastern India, some 4,000 were recently put to death when a virulent strain of the H5N1 virus was discovered there for the first time in 2 years. Our sincere condolences for the precious lives lost to this disease, human and animal alike. May such deadly infections be prevented as humanity adopts a more caring approach towards our innocent animal friends by switching to the plant-based diet and lifestyle.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Cardiac patient receives second heart. Following a recent surgery, Mr. Tyson Smith woke up with two beating hearts, his own, which had become weakened, and a newly transplanted heart. The rare life-saving cardiac operation known as heterotopic heart transplantation was performed by a team from the UC San Diego Center for Transplantation in California, USA. The procedure involved positioning the new organ to the right of Mr. Smith's own heart and then surgically attaching the donor and recipient's left atria. Mr. Smith was unable to have a standard transplant because resistance to flow in his lungs, called pulmonary hypertension, was very high. Now both hearts work in tandem to achieve circulation in the body. Mr. Smith is expected to resume normal levels of activities in the coming months, and he already says that he is gaining strength every day. Bravo and our earnest appreciation medical team at UC San Diego Center for Transplantation, wishing Mr. Tyson Smith a continued rapid recovery to enjoy many vibrantly lived moments in the company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Mexican glacier could disappear in just a few years. Scientists warn that glaciers atop a Mexican volcano are melting at a far more rapid pace than previously believed and could disappear in 4 short years due to global warming. Currently dormant volcano Iztaccíhuatl was once home to 5 glaciers, a number which has now dropped to 3. It contains one of the world's few tropical glaciers and one of only 2 such glacial fields remaining in Mexico. Dr. Hugo Delgado, glaciologist at Mexico City's National Autonomous University of Mexico, or UNAM, believes that the current rapid pace of melting ice will render all to be gone by 2015.
Commenting on previous estimates that the glacier would last several decades, he stated, "What we've seen at Iztaccíhuatl is an intense period of glacial retreat in the last few years which has changed the picture. The glacier's thickest point is now only around 10 meters, down from 90 meters measured in the past. Snowfalls are also noted to be ever rarer on the 5,200-meter peak, with vegetation that now grows at higher altitudes. As is the case elsewhere in the world, Mexico's disappearing glaciers spell trouble for populations and agriculture that depend on the annual snowmelt for drinking water and hydropower."
Our appreciation, Dr. Delgado and colleagues, for your work that raises awareness on the rapid decline of the unique Iztaccíhuatl glacier field. May we quickly act in all ways necessary to reverse climate change, thus preserving our beautiful planet and her diverse inhabitants.
Speaking during a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed humanity's urgent need to adopt the most eco-conducive lifestyles to halt such dangerous glacier retreat and save the Earth.
The glacier on the Iztaccíhuatl volcano in central Mexico lost 30 meters in 6 years. And the temperature of the glaciers is close to freezing, but it's not freezing. So the temperature does not preserve the glacier. So the glacier on the Iztaccíhuatl, Pico de Orizaba volcanoes, the glacier there are expected to disappear in the next 10 or something years. You can look upon that from the National Autonomous University of Mexico. There are surely more terrible situations in Mexico that are not checked due to our carelessness in taking care of the environment and the global warming resulting thereof. We still have hope, high hope, to save the planet. You just be vegetarian. And then you ask anybody who you know to be vegetarian with you. That's the most simple solution and the most effective to save the planet. According to scientific research, according to medical research, and according to all the religious advice.
Save our planet. With the country having just undergone her worst dry spells in more than 30 years, Swiss experts affirm their severity, saying that diminished precipitation and drought risk are not only forecast to continue, but will likely increase.
Save our planet. Radio host Bob McDonald of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's popular award-winning science program Quirks and Quarks urges the people of Canada to consider the devastating implications of global warming and to do more to alleviate it.
Hi, I'm Toppy the Grasshopper, a blissful vegan. Today I'm going to share a computer tip about search engines. They help you find websites related to keywords you enter in the browser window. Did you know that there are many green search engines? Some like Forestell, Zenow, and Ecosia make contributions to earth-protecting causes from their advertisement revenues. others such as EcoSeek, Green Maven, and Green Link Central filter your searches to include eco-friendly news, information, services, and products. Have fun checking them out. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In good governance news, the Philippines convert schoolyards to thriving vegetable gardens. The Education Department inaugurated the program in 2010 with the goal of improving the eating habits and health of students. In a primary school in Manila, the cultivation of many nutritious greens is a joint endeavor of teachers, students, and parents. The abundant produce, which is grown in all available space, is given to disadvantaged children or their families. Even schools without access to soil are taking part by transforming discarded plastic bottles into water receptacles used in hydroponic growing. In a pilot feeding program at Paranquay Central Elementary School in Manila, 100 of the most undernourished children were provided with food coming from the gardens. A nutritionist at the school stated, "Our charts now show they are more healthy, attentive, and are performing better in school." A big green salute to the Philippines, Paranquay Central Elementary School, and other schools involved in this fantastic project. May flourishing vegetable gardens help lead the beautiful children of your nation into vibrant well-being and our planet into lasting sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, a dance teacher organizes trips for her students to visit an animal sanctuary.
We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more forward-thinking news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a cheerful world.
In animal welfare news, an American dance instructor demonstrates her deep care for our co-inhabitants. Longtime vegan Ms. Cynthia King teaches a variety of styles, including ballet and hip-hop, at her studio in Brooklyn, New York. She offers the nation's only cruelty-free ballet slippers, which actress Natalie Portman used for her highly lauded performance in the movie Black Swan. Ms. King also arranges trips for her students to visit the farm animal sanctuary in rural New York, giving them the opportunity to get to know the unique and lovely beings living there. In addition, Ms. King holds artistic events with music, dance, and poetry, providing children with the opportunity to portray animal friends and then enjoy delectable plant-based treats. Bravo, Ms. Cynthia King, for your creative methods of helping many to experience the beauty of our cherished co-inhabitants. May God bless you with many more years of continuing your noble work of integrating artistic expression with humanity's innate compassion. Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled Straight Home.
учителят, бъди сигурен, че ще си отидеш направо вкъщи. Ученикът, не мога, живея точно зад ъгъла.
And now for our viewers' hotline on an interview with John Carmody, founder of Ireland's Animal Rights Action Network on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
John and Animal Rights Action Network, or ARAN, just keep on doing what you do. Your ability to reach the public via the media and your amazing, colourful, peaceful demonstrations draw such a positive attention to the issues and animals you represent. Cornwall's Voice for Animals and ARAN were born at the same time, and I'm proud to have supported these campaigns over the years. Cornwall's Voice for Animals, United Kingdom.
Greetings, Cornwall's Voice for Animals. Many thanks for your supportive note and your laudable work for our innocent animal friends. May organizations like yours and ARAN spring up in every neighborhood as humanity transitions to the peaceful vegan lifestyle. God bless you and all the kind people of the United Kingdom.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them to hotline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with the gift of faith and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The second largest municipality in India's Karnataka state, Mysore City, announces a new free health insurance plan for the underprivileged to improve their medical care.
In a study of more than 950 healthy elderly participants that averaged age 82, U.S. researchers find that people who participate frequently in social activities are twice as likely to stay free of disabilities.
Legislators in the Mexican state of Chihuahua ask federal authorities to ban a video game that simulates the violence of actual events occurring in the country in an effort to uphold higher moral values for the nation's children.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who is now chairman of the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, or AGRA, states that if advancements in Africa's sustainable agricultural development continue, her people may soon be able to export produce to the rest of the world.
Thanks to a donation from the United States, Sri Lanka's Higher Education Ministry announces that 10,200 scholarships are being granted to qualifying undergraduate students to improve their knowledge of English at the award-winning online school, Education First, English Town.
According to a poll by Bulgaria's health ministry, 72% of Bulgarians are in favor of prohibiting smoking in all public places, calling for such a ban to become effective immediately.
Chinese officials announced pilot programs being launched in cities such as Beijing and Shanghai, intended to expand relations further with Formosa or Taiwan by allowing tourist visits to the island for individuals in addition to those traveling as part of a group.
95 years young, Ida Keeling of New York City, USA, sets a new speed record for her age by running 60 meters in less than 30 seconds during a recent Manhattan race.
Colombian writer Daniel Ferreira wins the 2011 Alba Narrativa Award, given to young writers to motivate them toward contributing to the enrichment of the Latin American and Caribbean literature through the publication of their awarded work.
The China Disabled Persons Federation pledges to work with the government in rescuing children with disabilities from situations where they have been forced to beg, providing them instead with safe environments that include education, healthcare, and living allowances.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.